This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen.
Here's what happened this week in Indian All-Stars history, March 1st. In 1940, Henry Armstrong fights Serafino Garcia for the world middleweight title in a 10-round bout that ends in a draw. In 1992, Virgil Hill defeats Andre Nelson by 10-round unanimous decision during his championship-era run. In 1994, Joe Hipp wins the North American Boxing Federation heavyweight title with a 12-round unanimous decision over Alex Garcia, improving his record to 27-3. In 2018, Ethan Bear plays his first NHL game for the Edmonton Oilers against the Nashville Predators. And in 2025, Lyle Thompson scores his 350th career goal, becoming the 28th player in National Lacrosse League history to reach that mark, and just the second Indigenous player ever to do so. March 2nd, in 1937, Henry Armstrong defeats California Joe Rivers with a fourth-round technical knockout. In 1986, Virgil Hill stops James Williamson at 57 seconds of the sixth round in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. March 3rd, in 1915, Jack Dempsey defeats John Pearson with a first-round knockout. March 4th, in 1939, Henry Armstrong retains his New York State Athletic Commission, National Boxing Association, and the ring welterweight titles with a fourth-round technical knockout of Bobby Pacho in Havana, Cuba. In 1976, Gary Sargent scores his first NHL goal against the St. Louis Blues in a 4-2 Los Angeles Kings victory. In 1989, Virgil Hill successfully defends his WBA light heavyweight title against Bobby Chiz, earning a 12-round unanimous decision in Bismarck, North Dakota. And in 2025, Marjon Beauchamp signs a two-way contract with the New York Knicks, beginning a new chapter in his NBA career. March 5th, in 1995, Tommy Morrison defeats Marcells Brown with a third-round knockout. In 2007, Wes Welker is traded from the Miami Dolphins to the New England Patriots in exchange for draft picks, a move that would reshape his career. In 2011, Joachim Spiritwolf earns a split decision victory over Jaime Jara at Tachi Palace in their MMA bout. March 6th, in 1934, Henry Armstrong wins an 8-round decision over Perfecto Lopez in Bakersfield, California. In 1987, Virgil Hill defeats James Williams with a fourth-round knockout in Fargo, North Dakota. In 2018, Jonathan Chi Chu officially retires from professional hockey after a 15-year professional career. And in 2018, Billy Mills is honored in South Dakota with an official proclamation designating March 6th as Billy Mills Day, along with resolutions passed by both the South Dakota House and Senate. To see the full stories, shop the merch, and support the mission, visit IndianAllStars.com. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network, and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history. But as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.